question was asked, what's the source for prohibiting negia, touching a woman that's prohibited? The Torah says, "Ve'elisha benidat tumata," a woman when she has had her cycle, when she's menstruating, "lo tikrav," don't come close. The Torah doesn't say, don't be intimate.
I don't mean in this case, I mean like...
Pause. Okay. Wait a second. So firstly, we learn from the Torah that the prohibition of a woman who is a nida, and by halachic definition, a woman who is a nida means from the first time she had a cycle, from the first time she saw her onset, for the rest of her life, until she observes 7 clean days, checks herself for 7 days, and goes to mikveh, she's a nida. Could be she had a period when she was 12, didn't have another period till she was 45. It doesn't matter. From age 12, she's a nida. She never stops being a nida until she purifies herself. So the Torah says, lo tikrav, don't come close. It doesn't say don't be intimate. There's a camera behind you. I need you to shift over there. Thank you. Sorry, Josh. If you come here, you can sit right next to me. But, that it says about nida. Now, what about the other prohibited people? So we derive it from there. Ve'elisha benida tumata lo tikrav. It says lo tikravu legalot erva. In the end of Achrimos and in the end of Kedoshim. Those are the two places where you have the descriptions of that pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, is in the end of Achrimos.
So the idea of not touching a person from the other sex that I'm not married or closely related also derives from this? Or is more philosophical idea?
More what?
A more philosophical idea.
No.
Or it derives from this also?
Yeah.
Okay, so you understood it.
The Mishnah says, Lo yochal azav im azava mipenei hergel avera. Two people that are prohibited to be intimate shouldn't eat an intimate meal together. Meaning, that's a Mishnah. On that Mishnah, the Gemara expands and looks for sources of derivation. So the idea is that the meal is rabbinic. The idea that a couple shouldn't have an intimate meal together. If a couple's not married, they're dating, they shouldn't eat from the same bowl together. They shouldn't be sitting, you know. There are things that a couple do when they're married. That's a show of intimacy. They're close to one another. They eat from the same plate, etc. But that's rabbinic. But the idea of not touching in a way that shows closeness, we're not talking about a situation where you're on a crowded bus and there's a person next to you. You don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they're right next to you and they're touching you. Okay, you don't know if it's a man or a woman. That's not a touch that shows any affection. But when we speak about negia, that's the touch that shows affection. And today the Western world is more and more understanding how serious touch is and where touch leads to and what touch really represents. So that's, you know, today, all over people, the awareness is on a heightened mode. But we always said it. Meaning, the Gemara already discusses it based on that Mishnah in Tractate Shabbat. You have other Gemaras that discuss in Tractate Sanhedrin. You have the concept of Avizirayu Darayot. There are prohibited relations, and then there are things that are, so to speak, adjuncts to that, that lead up to that, which are also a serious prohibition. Saying so, depending on the specific nature of what we're discussing, we generally look at all of this touch that is touch of affection, which is most of the touch, you know, we view that all under that heading. The halacha discusses, can a doctor take the pulse of his own wife after she's menstruated? So she's a nida. In 2 weeks, she'll go to mikveh. They'll be permitted again. And then everything's permitted. But right now, she's a nida. Can he take her pulse? So then the halacha says, well, when he takes her pulse, is that an affectionate touch? And the assumption is yes. When a man is taking his wife's pulse, it's an affectionate touch. It could be when he's taking a patient's pulse, it's not. But when he's holding his own wife's hand, touching her pulse, or putting his hand by her neck, if it's his wife, then we assume there is affection there. If it's a stranger, so you could say, uman bumanu se tarit. A worker is busy doing his job. The doctor isn't thinking about other things. He might. He has to know himself. But if he knows, he's not thinking about other things, so then that's fine. You know, just like a rabbi can give a class to women. Wait, isn't he looking at them? He shouldn't be looking at them. I asked one rabbi once how he gives a class to women. So he said, So long as I don't notice who's there, I can give the class. Once I start noticing one person's looks or something, then I know I'm not fit to give that class. Meaning that there are things which a person has to know himself. But our assumption is that whatever touch we're talking about when we speak about Nagiya, it's a touch that reflects affection. And under normal circumstances, a normal guy and a normal girl, almost all touch is going to reflect affection. So that's under normal circumstances. Again, are there situations where a doctor can touch his patient? Yeah, but you better know that what you're doing is legitimate.
Exactly.